your child needs these three key factors to get into an Ivy League or top 25 university. And it's
thank you. is here as a Bethel Music family a few days before Christmas. Most of you guys probably were a part of this miracle, but we watched Joel and Janie Taylor's little son, Jackson, and he was a few days before Christmas airlifted to intensive care, and we began to fight for Jackson's life. How many of you guys joined in that fight and that symphony of prayer that rose up for a little boy? And a couple weeks into the fight, we got a text one night from Joel that they weren't sure if he was going to make it through the night. And as soon as I heard and read the message, it was like this giant of unbelief stood in front of me. And I just thought, Jackson's going to die tonight. We're not going to see the miracle. And as this giant stood in front of me, all of a sudden, out of my gut, this song started coming out. Right in the face of the giant. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. And as that giant was looking at us, I knew he was going to regret the day he ever pointed his sword at Jackson. Just as Goliath pointed his sword at David, the sword Goliath pointed at David became the sword the little boy picked up and took the giant's head off with. And as we watched this miracle happen in Jackson's body, it was like this giant of unbelief was falling. And our community just began to sing this song. It was just one note in the symphony of prayer rising for his life. So I want to teach it to you this morning. Let's sing. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. raise your own hallelujah. I can't do it for you. There's a song written on your heart only you can sing. And when you sing, enemies flee. When you sing, prison walls come falling down. When you sing, heaven invades the earth. So just begin to lift up your hallelujah. Raise it like a banner. Raise it like a flag. Raise it in the middle of the storm. Let it rise. Let it rise. Like a symphony to the King. Everything to you, Jesus. We raise it all up.
Everybody, God bless you and thank you for being here today. We really appreciate you showing up here every single day for Rise Up. How we doing? Good morning, everybody. Just want to make sure that today we actually have, you know, the picture and the sound and the, I know we got to work on the lighting a little bit, but I just want to make sure that everything is okay. You can hear me. You can see me. Everything is good. I see the lighting looks great. And I'm getting a message from... Okay, I thought I was getting a message from my producer. Good morning, River Rat. Good morning, Shan. Thank you very much. Good morning, Meemaw Becky. Good Rise Up morning. Good Flag Friday, right? Happy Flag Friday. Happy Comfort Friday as well. Liked and shared. God bless. Everything is good. I just want to make sure that I'm not too loud. It seems like sometimes I can be a little bit loud. I don't want to be too loud for you. I want you to just be able to ease in. You look and sound great. Well, thank you. Eileen, thank you so much. Meemaw, thank you. Kittenhead is in the building. How are you? Amanda Collins, please say hello to little Caden for me. Now that we're moved, we don't have a new post office box yet here. But it doesn't matter because you, no matter if you send stuff to the old place or not, we're going to get it. We've got producer Eli there. He's handling things for us, and he's doing a great job. Everybody give some love to producer Eli from all the way over in New Hampshire. I'm here. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to show you something here, if I can. I just want to show you something here real quick. Watch this. Ready? There he is. There he is. Producer Eli. It looks no different. There he is right there. Big shout out to producer Eli. Thank you so very much for holding it down in New Hampshire. Trump's birthday. Exactly. Chris Lartz is in the building. Shout out to Yeshua. Shout out to Yahweh. The folks, I'm telling you, only by the grace of God were we able to be able to connect these two studios like this. It took us days and days. But good thing for we've got producer Eli and producer Frankie, right? We've got the brains. We've got the muscle with me. And we're ready to go, baby. So big shout out to him. Let's sing a happy birthday to President Trump, shall we? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, President Trump. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, President Trump. We love you. Yeah, it's great to see Eli back in the studio. And I'll tell you what, the way we have it set up here is I can see him. I got a big TV where I can see him just as I'm looking at him in the studio in New Hampshire, and he can see me on the TV screen that was behind me up there. And it looks like if I showed you the pictures, it looks like I'm right there in the studio. And it looks like he's right here in this studio. So technology is great. We can talk back and forth just like we're right in the same room. And that's by the grace of God. You guys probably did not get a newsletter this morning, but that's okay. I'm still trying to adjust and things are a little bit different now and we have to kind of change the way we do things. We'll get there and we'll get back on track hopefully next week, right back on schedule. The important thing is we're all back here together. So I'm going to need you to do me the wonderful, wonderful favor of rumbling this video. First, you got to make sure you're signed in. Then you rumble the video and then you share it out to the masses. Okay? Good to see you, KC22, the one I am, Miranda Dolan. I hope everything is going well, Miranda. God bless you. Thank you for the newsletter yesterday. You're very welcome. Eli has more room now. He certainly does. And when he wants to mute me, he can just mute me and he doesn't have to hear me complaining about anything tech-wise. But anyway, I titled today's show Coming and Going, right? And I think it's a fitting message to talk about today, seeing how doors open, doors close, nothing lasts forever, and everything's coming and going. As a matter of fact, let me read for you this morning's description at the bottom of the video. Rise Up, episode number 367 already, folks. Things are always coming and going. Nothing lasts forever. And doors continue to open and close. This also can be said about the wonderful people in your life, your family, your friends, relatives, coworkers, associates. How many times have you heard somebody say, oh, you didn't hear so-and-so passed away, and you're like, I just saw him like a month ago. It doesn't even have to be somebody close to you. Things come and go all the time. It can be hard to deal with. Today we're going to be talking about not only dealing with that coming and going, whether they leave, whether they move, whether they pass away. Today we're going to be talking about dealing with it, but even going a step further and embracing it. Like, I'd like to embrace Miranda Dolan right now for donating to Live from America. May the light of Jesus shine across the world and draw more to him. Amen. Let me give you a big virtual hug and a big virtual kiss, Miranda. Join me today in worshiping the Lord, engaging in worshiping the Lord, so that we can spread the gospel and not just gossip. Mary, I am. I can see what you're saying. Yes, we can. 100%. And we love you. Thank you very much for being here. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. We're 18 minutes past the hour. Jeremy, add Alex Jones to the prayers. Today, he faces total annihilation. I know. And there's a home for Alex always here, and I'm sure on many other networks that he'll find a home on, and he'll pick back up. You know, President Trump said, God says, You're going to have to go through some trials to become stronger and come back better. And that's the way it's going to happen. So just like I said yesterday, America's already dead. It's not dying. The America that we know is dead. So is that old life. The old life of Alex Jones, the old life of President Trump, it's about a rebirth. And you can't rebirth and have something new while clinging on to the past. Coming and going. Doors open, doors close. We've got to embrace those, right? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, today we are embracing change. But not only change of the circumstances in our life, but focusing more on the change of the people that come and go in our lives. Nothing here on earth is forever. Not clothes, not cars, not people, not relationships, not homes. Nothing. But you remain constant. You remain there, pure, willing and ready to hold us by the hand and walk us across any dangerous path. While the husbands and the wives in our family and the children pass away and even come and go, you don't. You don't. And by embracing your presence that's forever with us, we actually embrace the coming and going of the people in our lives. Lord, please guide us today with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for a hedge of protection to be put around honest, hardworking men and women in this country who are just trying to live the life that you've created them to live and to be the voice that you've created them to be. People like President Trump, people like Alex Jones, people who are losing everything and who are constantly under attacks. Lord, please protect them. Thank you for being with us daily. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I wonder how many of you actually close your eyes and bow your head during prayer, and how many of you stay watching the program. Amen? That's what I'm curious. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for being here. This is Rise Up. This is LFA TV. This is the foundation of LFA TV, and it always has been. If you look back on LFA TV, it kind of reminds me of that verse in John where he says, the Word was God, the Word was with God, the Word became flesh, the Word was Jesus, Jesus was always there. Do you know what was always here on LFA TV, even though it wasn't a show yet or a Godcast yet? Rise Up. Happy Friday, said KC22. Gift card for your friend at Hardee's, Molly. Oh, I'm going to take it down there and give it to her. And I'm going to tell her that it is from you. Brothers and sisters in Christ uniting without even knowing each other. How incredibly cool is that? Thank you so very much. Rise Up has always been here. Rise Up was here at the beginning. Do you want to know why? Because even when we were doing backyard broadcasts and driveway streams, we were always putting the Lord first. Amen? Were we not? Rise Up was always here. Rise Up was always with us, even if we didn't see it. And that is why I say that Rise Up will be here long after every other show on this network. Sue says, I was driving. Yeah, don't close your eyes and bow your head if you're driving. Don't do that. So today, because it's Comfort Friday, and we kind of had like a messed up week where, you know, I wasn't here all week, and I want to play two Ray Comfort videos today, and that's okay. They're good ones. But I'd like to take this moment before we really get into the bread and the meat and potatoes here, and the bread, right, and the orange juice, and the bacon, and the eggs of the message. Guys, I gotta thank Will Johnson. I mean, yesterday I thanked Paul and Gracia for holding down for Live from America. But like I said just a minute ago, Rise Up has been here forever. And the fact that God put it on my heart to be able to trust somebody to do Rise Up, it was Will Johnson. And he filled in for me here on Rise Up. And from what I understand, you guys all very much enjoyed it. And Will was such a big part in my life that I'd like to personally and publicly, I should say, thank him and Shannon for filling in. And everybody on the network for holding it down while I'm gone. Miss Mocha Powered, $50 donation, replenishing our LFA family fund, celebrating Jeremy's return, and President Trump's birthday. Oh, thank you, Mocha. And I just received a Slurp Fund request that we're going to talk about on Live from America today. So, you know, maybe that will go towards that. We're always helping each other out and lifting each other up. And it doesn't matter who does it. It's amazing. Will and Shannon were fantastic. I believe Will and Shannon need their own devotional show. What do you say? That's what I think. He told us the story. He told us a story about you, Jeremy. Yes, he did. Me and Will go way back like four flats on a Cadillac. If you know, if you're old enough to remember that saying, we go back like four flats on a Cadillac. So thank you to Will Johnson. Okay, please open up your books to the book of Isaiah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going into Isaiah today. And as a matter of fact, we're going into Isaiah 40, 27. I'll put that in the chat for you right now. Isaiah 40, 27. Everybody go there for me, please. Thank you. Angel says, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst in song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. What a great statement there that was. Thank you for that. All right, Isaiah 40, 27. If everybody's there, we'll go ahead and read. Okay. Veronica says, I'm so glad you thanked Will and Shannon. I'm sure that touched them. Well, I'll tell you what, seeing Will in that seat, spreading the gospel, just like he did to me back in the day to help me come to Christ. Like I said, he was my John the Baptist, ladies and gentlemen. He was my John the Baptist. He's the one who kind of paved the way and helped me come to Christianity. So it was so very important for me to be able to have him in the seat. Conserve says, yes, I would love another show. He's such a calming force. Kelly says, will we ever see Eli on camera again? I miss the commentary and the humor. You mean like that Eli right there? You mean like that Mr. Eli right there? Oh yeah, we're connected, baby. We're connected. Okay, here we go. Let's go ahead and read from Isaiah. Isaiah 40:27. Says this, and please share, folks. Let's get ourselves up over 1,500 views, live viewers. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases their strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But They who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. Now, there's another way to say that. Let me just pull this up here. Here's another way to say that. God doesn't come and go. God lasts every millisecond of every day forever. He's creator of all you can see or all you can imagine in our tiny little minds. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't pause to catch his breath. And he knows everything about everything, inside and out. He's always there. Powerful words. And it's powerful because if you go back to what I was saying in the beginning of this video, count the people that have come and gone in your life, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, whether still alive or passed away. I want you to count them. Both of my grandparents are gone. Friends, gone. Dead and gone. Cousins, family members, dead and gone. Some I have not seen for 20 and 30 years and will probably never see them. How many associates at work come and go? How many jobs come and go? Count them. I'll bet you it's too many to count. From the time you were little until now. But if you go back to what I said about me being in jail, and I said, Jesus was my cellmate. I just didn't know it. Just like Rise Up was the foundation of LFA TV. I just didn't know it. God did, though. He had those plans for me. And he allowed Antonio Sabato Jr. to come in and kind of build that 9 o'clock hour just to hand it off to me. Jesus was my cellmate. Jesus was with you when you were born, and he's been with you through all of the coming and going, but he's been there. Think of him. I'll bet you, if you think hard enough, it's just like when, okay, here's a good example. You know when you find out something, like your kid did something wrong, or maybe you were, heaven forbid, cheated on by a spouse or a lover, and you all of a sudden you find out about it and you start thinking back because now you've been played like a fool, right? You feel like you've been played like a fool, and you start going back. How you doing, Bad Moon? I love you, man. Good to see you in the chat. Folks, we have 1,200 people. Let's keep it going. I know some people forget to rumble and share, but please do that now. I'd appreciate it. God bless you. You start thinking back because you feel like you've been played like a fool. And you start thinking back about, well, that's no wonder why they did that. No wonder why they said that. No wonder why they did that. No wonder why they went there. No wonder. Now I get it. It all makes sense. Right? Well, now apply that same kind of thought pattern to thinking back in your past. Not only about all the people, too many to count, that are not here no more, whether they're alive or whether they're dead, whether they're gone or whatever it is. Think about all them. And think about this. Jesus was right there holding your hand, whether you believed in him or not. And when you start thinking about it, you go, my gosh, that's true. You were there, Jesus. You were there here. You were there. You were there everywhere. You told me to do this and I didn't even realize it was you. Then I do now. Because I don't have that infinite mind. It even said in the verse, God's understanding is unsearchable. You'll never get it. You'll never gain it. But through the Holy Spirit and Him interceding for you, you can apply things that you don't even understand to your life because it's heavenly and it's holy and it's righteous and it's godly. And when you do that and you start thinking back, you go, oh my gosh, you were there. It was the Holy Spirit that kept me from this or kept me from that or brought me to this or brought me to that. MLG says, yes, I see God's hand in my life, even as a child. But we didn't see it as a child, did we? Some of us did. And if you did, amen. But we see it now, and we know He was everywhere. Sanctified, proud of you all, really showing Christ in your talk. This is the best chat anywhere on the internet. There's no better chat than the Rise Up chat. Amen? I'm going to read from Living the 66 Books of the Bible. Reading some of your chats here. Fabulous audio today. Tell you, we got the best people, I'm telling you. We got the best people. Isaiah is the prince of the prophets. Prince of the prophets, huh? All right. Writing eloquently on the greatest themes revealed from heaven. The first part of his book is addressed to those facing the challenge of a military invasion by Syria. I think that fits to now, right, with the invasion that we're dealing with. The latter chapters are addressed to those who have been exiled during the Babylonian invasion. The Lord gave Isaiah advance messages for them that are filled with encouragement. So basically, Isaiah had hindsight before it was hindsight because the Lord brought him that. Remember, the Lord His ways are unsearchable. He gives them to us when we're ready. We have to receive. Throughout the book, we find detailed information about the coming Messiah. There's so much about the Lord Jesus in Isaiah that his book is called the Fifth Gospel. Did you all know that? Isaiah's call to ministry is full of lessons for us. In chapter 6, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, exalted and surrounded by seraphim who were shouting, "Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord of hosts." The whole earth is full of his glory. Seeing the Lord enthroned in glorious splendor compelled Isaiah to confess his sins and offer to go forward as the Lord's worker. Oh, that we could better see the splendor, glory, and majesty of the King. We're prone to think of him as a good father, which he is, but he also dwells in the highest heavens. Remember, levels to heavens, folks, right? And his throne blazes with undiluted holiness. The more we see him as he is, the more we ourselves, or see ourselves as we are. Well, that's true. We talked about that, didn't we? About like the longer you go in your journey with Jesus, the more you basically recognize the sin that you've been committing. He's always going to be there. He's not going to come and go. He's not one of those countless people that we just spoke about, folks. He's always going to be there. He always was, and you know it, and you feel it. So you don't have to put your entire reliability on your wife, on your husband. Char DZC says, "Jeremy, your show definitely helps draw me closer to it." It's God's show. All glory to God. It does me too. Without Rise Up, I'm a mess. Those 3 days I was gone felt like a month. I was a mess. I need this. I need this daily. Now, I can have it, obviously, without doing Rise Up. Clearly, I still pray. Clearly, I still spend time with God. But this is different. This is different. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. James 5:16. We're going to read from provision. Because if anybody provides physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, every whichly, it is God. Provision. 2 Thessalonians 1:11 says, may he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. Not all the good things the world wants you to do. Not all the good things your mom or dad or husband or wife or kids want you to do. Not even all the good things you want to do. What's it say? The good things that your faith prompts you to do. Why am I in Iowa? Why am I in Iowa here and Eli's in New Hampshire right there? Because the Lord has prompted me to be here. That's why. My faith led me to do this. My faith led me to do Rise Up. My faith allows me to go out unapologetically and be like, I love Jesus. What are you going to say? Ephesians 2:10. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. How are we going to do that if he comes and goes? How are we going to do that if we're ever alone? Look, Rise Up was in good hands when I was gone. It was in good hands with Will, right? But if I'm gone, Rise Up is not what it was built to be. It's not what the faith that I had and helped just by the grace of God create. It's not going to be what it was meant to be. It's not, I don't want to say valid, but it's not what God had intended, right? And if we're his handiwork and he's never going to leave, he's never going to come and go, he always just is here, there, always. Well, then we better make sure that we're doing what our faith prompts us to do, even if we don't agree with it. And last one, Philippians 2:12-13. Just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. This is talking about Jesus. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Folks, the reason why we have the Holy Spirit is because Jesus is gone. Jesus is busy right now. He's working. He's accomplishing what God has him to accomplish. And even in his absence, what did he do? He gave us the Holy Spirit. He left us with the Holy Spirit. No, the reason why Eli can't hear me when I switch over to him is because he doesn't have his headphones on to be able to hear me. He doesn't usually come on during Rise Up. He'll have him on during Live from America. Eli's great. Look at him. Look at him sitting there working. Keep an eye on him, 1,000 miles away. But even in Jesus' absence, he left the Holy Spirit. God gave us the Holy Spirit so that we could never be alone, so that nobody's ever coming and going. You feel Jesus through the Holy Spirit. You feel Father God through the Holy Spirit. They're not gone. They've given us a part of them to be with us. Eli's 1,000 miles away. It took us a week and a ton of technology to be able to do this. It took us a week. God's always there. He doesn't need any technology. Me and Eli are together 1,000 miles away. God's with us billions of miles away. It's really amazing. All right, I think it's time, since we've talked about coming and going and talked about looking back and having that hindsight to be able to see that he's never just come and gone. He's always been right there. I think it's time for Comfort Friday, don't you guys? I know I've been missing it. Let's see here. I know I've been missing it. There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to watch it right along with you. So, here is the first Ray Comfort video. This is the, we're going to go from oldest to newest. Both of them are only like 2 days old. One of them is posted today. Let's go there now. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ray Comfort. Roll it.
Well, what I've been learning lately is that there's a big problem with the Vatican, and they're the largest criminal organization on this planet.
Have you had a Catholic background?
Yes, I sure have. Buddhists and Methodists and Seventh-day Adventists.
Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, yeah. Buddhist.
Are you
confused?
Been there, done that. Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Lee, let me share something with you, very personal. Before I was a Christian, I was confused too. I thought, which is the right way to go? You've got Catholics, you've got Christians, you've got Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventists, Mormons, Hare Krishnas. What's the right way to go? Mm. You know what Jesus said? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So don't worry about the goings-on of the Catholic Church. God will deal with them. Worry about what's going to happen to you on Judgment Day. Mm. Lee, when you're in the Catholic Church, do they ever tell you the Bible verse, the wages of sin is death? Ever heard that? It's very famous, saying God is paying you in death for your sins. Like a judge who looks at a criminal that's committed multiple murders, but he keeps saying, I'm a good person, judge. The judge says, I'm going to show you how serious your crime is. I'm giving you the death sentence. This is your wages. This is what you've earned. And Lee, sin is so serious to a holy God, he's given you the death sentence. You're on death row, and your death will be evidence to you that God is deadly serious about sin. So here's the question. Do you think God is justified in giving you the death sentence for your sins, or do you think you're a good person?
If you believe God's going to judge you and give you the death sentence, that's your problem.
We've already got it. 10 out of 10 die. Haven't you noticed? Oh, here's the question. Do you think you're a good person?
Sometimes.
So how many lies have you told in your life?
I'm president of the Liars Club.
Ever stolen something, even if it's small?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Ever used God's name in vain?
Many, many times,
yeah. Do you love your mum?
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever use her name as a substitute for a cuss word?
No.
Because you respect her. But you don't respect the God that gave you a mother. You've taken his holy name and used it as a cuss word. That's called blasphemy, Lee. It's very serious in his eyes. Mm. One to go, and I appreciate your patience with me and your honesty. Jesus said, if you look at a woman and lust for her, you commit adultery with her in your heart. Have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
Many times.
Had sex before marriage?
Many times.
Here's a quick summation of your court case on Judgment Day. Lee, I'm not judging you, but you've just told me you're a lying thief, a blasphemer, a fornicator, and an adulterer at heart. If God judges you by the 10 commandments on Judgment Day, you're going to be innocent or guilty.
I'm going to be guilty as...
Would you go to heaven or hell?
Doesn't matter.
Well, it does to me.
If I go to hell, I'll get out of it.
Man, it does to me. Lee, I love you. I don't want you to go to hell. That
don't
breaks my
about
heart. I'm super worried about it.
I'll save you a pair of gloves and a shovel. When you get down there, we'll shovel charcoals together.
So, what did God do for guilty sinners so we wouldn't have to go to hell?
Oh, you know what? There's a spider on your face.
You're kidding.
Right here.
Get it. There's a spider on me?
There he is.
Oh, thank
I
you so much.
I smashed him behind your collar, so. Let me see if he's dead. I don't see him. Feel anything on your neck?
Yeah.
Do you?
Are you trying to freak me out?
No, no.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, just hit me.
Now.
Hit me. He wasn't kidding me. There was a spider, and he hit me 6 times and missed it every time. When I got home, I took my shirt off, and there it was. Yuck. If you can handle it, you can see it crawling on my shirt at the end of this video. So anyway, that was real love on your part. You care about me, and I'm the same with you because there's a deathly spider on you with a poisonous bite. It's called sin, and it's going to take you to hell. So, what did God do for guilty sinners so we wouldn't have to go to hell?
Jesus died on the cross?
Yes.
So how's that going to help me now that I'm sinning?
Well, that's a great question. Let me answer it and get your thoughts. You and I broke God's law. Jesus paid the fine. That's what happened on that cross. That's why he said, it is finished. Just before he died, he was saying, paid in full. If you're in court and you've got speeding fines, the judge will let you go. Don't let anything distract you. If you're in court and someone pays your speeding fines, a judge will let you go on the basis your fines were paid by another. And it's legal. He can let you go even though you're guilty. And God can take the death sentence off us because Jesus paid the fine in full on that cross. And it's legal. And then he rose from the dead, defeated death, and if you'll simply repent of your sins, don't confess them to a priest, go straight to God and turn from your sins, and then trust in Jesus like you trust a parachute. And you've got God's promise he'll grant you everlasting life as a free gift, not because you're good, but because he's good and kind and rich in mercy. It's called amazing grace.
Do you have a relationship with God?
Of course. I've done for 53 years. Now, one more thought for
you. Prove that you have a relationship with God.
Well, I can't. The same way I can't prove to you I have a relationship with my wife, but it's a reality. If you're going to jump out of a plane 10,000 feet, why would you put on a parachute?
Because it makes a lot more fun when you hit the ground.
That's true. And your motivation is fear. And that fear is your friend, not your enemy, because it's making you put on a parachute. Mm-hmm. And because I love you, I've tried to put the fear of God in you today. I've tried to make you a little scared, hoping you'll see that fear as your friend, not your enemy, because it'll make you serious with the God that gave you life, because we're talking about where you'll spend forever.
Fear is not a good level of consciousness to be in the first place.
Do you respect Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he said this. Fear not him who has power to kill your body and afterwards do no more, but fear him who has power to kill your body and destroy your soul in hell. Fear him. He said, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out, for it's better to enter heaven without an eye than go to hell with both your eyes, where the fire is never quenched and the worm never dies. And this is serious business, so please think about it. You've got nothing to lose. Lee, I've written a book called Scientific Facts in the Bible. May I give you a free copy? Please?
I don't really read that much anymore.
It's got little pictures in it. You'll enjoy it. Let me get it for you. This is it. Thank you for taking it, and thank you for listening to me. I know we've disagreed, but I just hope you'll give some thought to what we said. Will you do that?
Sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. And the fact that there was a spider crawling on him while he was talking about the wages of sin is death, I don't think the spider was there for Ray, if you know what I'm saying. And so we don't lose any time, ladies and gentlemen, it's only 7 minutes. Here is the second Ray Comfort video on this Comfort Friday. Roll it.
Do you think there's life after death?
I don't think so.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever read the Bible?
Sometimes, yeah. I think that the Bible has like interesting and very wisdom and interesting spiritual wisdom. Yeah.
Have you ever read the famous passage from John chapter 4 where Jesus spoke to the woman at the well? It's very famous.
No.
Jesus sat on a well in Samaria. A woman came up to him and he says, give me a drink. And then he said an amazing statement. He said, if you knew who was talking to you, you'd ask of him and he would give you living water. Living water is symbolic of everlasting life. Gabby, if I was to offer you a fistful of diamonds worth $10 million or a glass of water, which would you choose?
Like right now?
Yeah.
It depends. Like.
No, come on, this is a fistful of diamonds.
Well...
Play along with me. Everyone would choose the diamonds.
It depends on what type of water.
Yeah, it's nice water. This would be humorous if it wasn't such a powerful analogy. When I ask people, would you choose diamonds or water? Everybody says I'd choose the diamonds, obviously, because they're of great value. But she wants the water. And she wants to know what sort of water it is. And she has totally wrecked my analogy. Let's see where we take it from here.
Yeah, it's nice water. I mean, if it's...
So let me put it another way. Gabby, if I was to offer you a fistful of diamonds worth $10 million or a glass of water, you'd choose the diamonds. Most people would, because they can buy millions of bottles of water with the money from the diamonds. But if you were crawling through a desert, dying of thirst, and offered you a fistful of diamonds, you'd say, get that out of my face, I want that water. That's called circumstantial priorities. Mm-hmm. Your priorities change because of your circumstances. Do you think you're a good person?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try and change your mind. I'm going to make you thirst after the waters that Jesus gives by putting you in a desert. Let me see if I can do that. All I need is your honesty. Can you be honest?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. How many lies have you told in your life?
Tons of lies.
Tons of lies. What do you call someone who tells tons of lies?
A liar.
Have you ever taken something that belongs to someone else in your whole life, even if it's small?
Yes.
What do you call someone who steals?
A robber.
A thief.
Thief.
So what are you?
A thief.
No, a lying thief. Do you still think you're a good person?
Yes.
Have you ever used God's name in vain?
No.
Okay, this is embarrassing for me, but I got to say it. Jesus said, if you look with lust, sexual desire, you commit adultery in your heart. Have you ever looked with lust?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your honesty. So, Gabby, you've told me you're a liar, a thief, and an adulterer at heart. And you have to face God on Judgment Day. If he judges you by the Ten Commandments, you're going to be innocent or guilty.
Guilty?
Have you ever heard the famous Bible verse, the wages of sin is death? It's very famous.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's saying God is paying you in death for your sins. Like a judge who looks at a criminal who keeps saying, I'm a good person, but he's committed murder. The judge says, I'm going to show you how serious your crime is. I'm giving you the death sentence. This is your wages. This is what you've earned. And Gabby, sin is so serious to a holy God, he's given all of us the death sentence. You're on death row, and your death will be evidence to you that God is deadly serious about sin. So if you're guilty on Judgment Day, would you go to heaven or hell?
I don't know.
Well, the Bible says all liars live their part in the lake of fire. No thief, no adulterer will inherit God's kingdom. So you're in big trouble. You're in the desert of God's anger. And God's offering you living water. So let me share the living waters with you. What did God do for guilty sinners so we wouldn't have to go to hell?
He gave his life, he forgave.
You mean on the cross?
Yes.
Yes, most people understand that Christ died for our sins, but there's something missing, and this is what's missing. And Gabby, if you can get a grip of this, it'll change everything for you. The Ten Commandments are called the moral law. You and I broke the law. Jesus paid the fine. That's what happened on that cross. That's why he said, it is finished. Just before he died, he was saying, paid in full. If you're in court and you've got speeding fines, the judge will let you go if someone pays those fines. You say, you're guilty, but you can leave because someone paid your fine, and it's legal. Well, God can legally take the death sentence off you because of what Jesus did on that cross through his death and resurrection. And all you have to do to find everlasting life, the waters of everlasting life, is repent and trust alone in Jesus. That's called circumstantial priorities. Your priorities change when you see your circumstances and truth. Let me share one more thought with you before we end. If you're going to jump out of a plane 10,000 feet, why would you put on a parachute?
To save my life.
Yeah, and your motivation is fear. And that fear is your friend, not your enemy, because it's making you put on a parachute. And Gabby, because I care about you, I've tried to put the fear of God in you today. I've tried to make you a little scared, hoping you'll see that fear as your friend, not your enemy, because it'll make you serious with God. It'll make you desire that living water. It'll make you want to say, God, I need your forgiveness. I need your mercy. Is this making sense?
Yeah, it does.
You going to think about what we talked about?
Yeah, sure. I will. Yeah, I actually think about it, like, in my present. Like, most of the things that I told you are things from my past, but I'm trying to change those things.
So when are you going to repent and trust in Jesus rather than in your own goodness?
When?
When?
Right now. I mean,
can I pray with you?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Lord, for Gabby. I thank you for this divine encounter. I pray today she'll remember her secret sins and find a place of genuine sorrow, and you'll grant her repentance. May she understand how much you loved her by sending a Savior to die on the cross for her. And today may she be born again, be given a new heart, new desires, and pass from death to life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Gabby, do you have a Bible?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's great. I'd like to give you a book I've written called Volatile. It shows you that 2,500 years ago, God named the nations that would attack Israel in the last days. He actually named the nations, and we're seeing that happen in our day and age, and it'll boost your faith in the Bible. I'll give you another little booklet called Save Yourself Some Pain and a Gospel of John. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Ian? This is amazing. Thank you very much.
Living Waters exists as a non-profit ministry to help you grow in your faith. Here are three things to help you do just that.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's really nice when you can see people like very like excited and happy that Ray is giving them something. You know, it's a lot of people be like, no, I don't need that. I don't want that. Don't bring that my way. But not Ray. I mean, not the people. A lot of people, when they talk to Ray, they feel very comforted. Pardon the pun with Ray. So I'd like to do. I'd like to do something that I always do here, and I'd like to go out with some music here, if I can. Now, Ray's a hallelujah song. But while that's going on, I'd like to read something to you before we go, okay? Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he comes to God, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Almost everything we as believers hold dear to do or has to do with the invisible. In fact, the great truths of our faith involve things we can't see. God, Jesus, eternity. Yet, by faith we know that God exists, Jesus was raised from the dead, and heaven is real. Believing God exists is not enough. Faith is also seeking God. In fact, throughout Scripture, having faith and seeking God are synonymous. True faith means we don't stop believing after our salvation. Instead, we entrust our whole selves to God, seeking Him daily to fulfill His promises in and through our lives and circumstances. Faith that actively believes and diligently seeks is the kind of faith that pleases God. Stay diligent, ladies and gentlemen. Faith enables the believing soul to treat the future as present and the invisible as seen. Well, as always, folks, I want to thank you for being here today on this wonderful Rise Up. I'm glad to be back in action. I'm glad to be back with all of you. Remember, everything comes and goes but God. Everything comes and goes but the worship of the righteous God. Everything comes and goes except for the Holy Spirit who's here with us today. Everything comes and goes except for the Son who lives forever. So, put your faith in Him who stays, not those who come and go. I love you guys. God bless you. Have a great morning. Mike Crispy and Unafraid comes up next, and I'll see you at 11 o'clock for Live from America. God bless.